and Vector Control District Employer Audit.
Going forward, again, using the same methodology for the other employer audits, you know, I looked at their payroll records, both for active and retired individuals from the district. I looked at their employment policies, looked at their employee handbook. I looked at their onboarding and offboarding for, you know, new employees and retirees return to work as well. One of the things that actually, you know, when I was looking at the information that they were providing us as far as their compensation reports, which, you know, for those of the board that aren't aware, it's called the I-30, which they include all the compensation items, the payroll items that are transmitted to us. And when I was looking at their payroll records and ours, I discovered that they were including an item that normally isn't pensionable, which is an overtime and comp code. And they were adding that to the vacation accrual. So on the surface, that's not going to have an immediate impact because, you know, the vacation accruals, when they certify to us when they retire, you know, we do look at that and see what items that they've collected a contribution on. But in our case, because what they were transmitting to us included these items which normally wouldn't be pensionable, it's overstated the vacation accrual that they're transmitting to us. So they're going to be adjusting their reporting system to make sure that only pensionable compensation items are included in what they're disclosing to us. And one of the things that we'll have to do is, and this will be a separate project internally, is the ones that they've already reported to us to vet those out and find which ones may have been overstated because of this. Yeah, that's something that we'll have to actually do on our side on the background, but going forward, they're going to be adjusting how they're recording and capturing that information and transmitting that to us, you know, on a going forward basis. That was the significant finding for the Mosquito District. As far as the other items, payroll compensation, looking at the contribution reports, there was an issue or confusion during the time period, again, looking at the 24-month period, you know, going back from 2014, where the person that was actually preparing the reports, there was some confusion as to how they would actually record some of the information. There's some transposition of some of the information put in the wrong columns in the transmittal report to us. But the accounting department actually, through their recon process, actually go back, but a 6-month period that they actually have to go back and make the adjustments. So one of the things that I did is actually make sure that on their side and our side that we actually got to a hard point that we were both in agreement as far as that. But you know, that was your team actually had worked on that and had gone back and forth with their
adjustments. So, really. Items that were noted during the review, position changes were not consistently reported.
Right.
Define position changes. What are you talking?
Oh, like for instance, if someone went from a rank and file position to a manager supervisory, you know, promotion,
yeah,
or even a simple like a change in grade, you know, that sort of thing, wasn't indicated. The main ones is when someone goes from a basic line worker to a supervisory position, either an immediate supervisor or into a management.
Yeah.
That wasn't being consistently reported to us. And it does have a bearing because depending on...
Yeah, that's the pay scale. It's higher.
Exactly. And also on the types of differentials that are available to that individual. And what they're transmitting to us as far as what's pensionable and not, and then...
So when you did this and you discovered that wasn't happening, did you have some idea of how many incidents were like that? Or was it just that, okay, I've discovered this, you need to pay more attention to it and let us know?
There were 5 instances.
Okay, so there was 5.
Occurred, yeah.
Out of what, 300 and something employees?
Yeah, well, you know, for the Mosquito District, it's a little bit...
not Mosquito.
Mosquito is about 34, 35.
Yeah, I was talking about Central
State.
The Sanitation District.
You're already on Central San. For Central San, is a different animal, and we'll get to that.
Okay, I thought we were there.
We'll get there.
Oh, darn!
Before we move to that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So what is the potential in the Mosquito District for people who have previously retired to have had more leave cash out because of this accrual problem and therefore a higher retirement than maybe was correct?
Well, previously and under the current MOU governing it, there is no allowable cash out for them. I can't speak to 15 years ago what would have been, but it wouldn't be germane now if they retire currently. However, talking with management, it is something that actually could come to bear because down the road there may be some changes as to what they may be considering. And then, again, when they're transmitting that information to us, we want to make sure that there's no conversion to another form of cash or benefit because of that. In this case, because it was OT and comp time, there is that potential for an interpretation of what that comp time might be going forward for the legacy members. And having that included within the vacation accrual, that's something that we definitely want to see, that if they make a determination that indeed was something that they believed to be pensionable for legacy members, we certainly would not want to have had that buried in the vacation accruals. We want that parsed out and as a separate transmitted item to us.
Raleigh, you indicate forfeiture of benefits earned or accrued from the commission of a felony. At this date, there were no known retirees with felony convictions.
Right.
How did you determine that?
Well, under the law, they are required to actually provide notification to the system within 90 days.
The employer? The employer.
Both the employer and the district attorney are obligated by statute to inform the retirement system of the conviction.
Okay. So if you don't, if that notification doesn't take place, then not an issue.
Right, but it is something as a, when I do the entry interview with management, I do ask them if they know of any situation, cause, or investigation that would have led to or include a conviction of the members in the course of their duties. So. There may be a question as to how they may have interpreted what has transpired in the past. Going forward, one of the things that we're endeavoring to do is ensure that the employers are well notified of this notification requirement. We're working on another notification actually to go to the employers. There have been two previous communications to the employer on this point. So. It's something that, as far as the employer audits, we will be looking at.
Do they get an employment, when they are hired, an employment verification report, which typically will have a criminal section, although it's limited normally at the county they live in. But in any event, they at least get some kind of verification that there's not a known.
Right, but that's really their policy because that's a different aspect of it. What we're talking about and what's covered by PEPRA is whether they commit a felony within the employee and within their duties for that employer. So from a finding from an internal audit, internal investigation, from an external authority performing, and it's connected to the duties that they're performing to that for that employer. As a retirement system, we're not going to be getting involved in their decision to hire somebody that may have had a previous criminal record from some other act that they committed previous to their employment. For our purposes and under the code, it's whether they committed that act while they were under the employ of that employer, and it's connected to the duties that they'd actually performed for that employer. Now that can, as Harvey might agree and Karen, what is actually connected to your employ is a very large universe and subject to deliberation and determination by the courts. But, in our case, we don't have to make that. when the court actually has their finding, a judgment has been provided, and the felony conviction, it has been recorded, then it's up to the duty of the employer and the district attorney to actually notify of that. And relying on that notification process, then we could go forward with what we're required to do under under the government code.
When you're dependent on another agency, do you ever audit them, like the DA's office?
I like working here.
We do send reminders. We send reminders to the employers and to the district attorney's office about the PEPRA felony forfeiture provision.
Okay.
Now, in all seriousness, I think this is something that is still fairly new, and I think the with the DA and the employer, as instances actually do come up, this is something that we'll actually have to have ongoing dialogue. In most cases, because of the nature and the public forum of certain types of events that might recur, we might have some leading indicators when a probable outcome might impact us. And, that's something that we would actually watch and keep in contact with the employer as the case may develop. And that's just by being a citizen of the county, certain things are, you see in the new whatever. And then once it goes to court, it's something that in advance we may become aware of, but it's really that final determination in the conviction that triggers what we need to do as a retirement system. That's the focus of it. And if they fail to notify us, then that's something that the board can actually deliberate afterwards, whether or not we were duly notified, and take whatever appropriate action at that point. Karen?
Back to the administrative leave reporting item that you noted,
mm-hmm.
and following up on Deborah's comment, could that have led to an inflated number that possibly was included in someone's retirement calculation?
In the past, the practice in the MOUs that were provided and I reviewed didn't allow for that. However,
did or didn't?
It did not. However, it's not going to say that they may not have done a conversion. I'd have to look at a larger or look back. Use that word again.
I'm wondering if it's worth looking at a couple of retirements from this district to see whether that item had an impact on the retirement.
That actually would dovetail into some of the other work. So beyond looking back further than the period that was covered by this audit, which was the 24 months from 2014 and going backwards, so for any retiree earlier than that?
Or start with a few?
Maybe just a couple of them, the last ones before the whole PEPRA thing. Or...
Now we get to a good one.
Yeah.
Any other questions for the studio?
Not an hour.
Would you like to go up to the microphone?
No, I would not. Yeah, right. From open session. First recusal.
Scott, you would